Our fourth and final speaker this morning is Ms. Radha Patel, graduating from the College of Arts and Sciences with a double major in biology and religion. Radha comes to us from Cornwall, Connecticut, and she is headed toward applying for physician's assistant graduate programs in the future. Welcome this morning, Radha.
Thank you, Brother Larry. 2 weeks left. Weeks left of our undergraduate education.
And the first sunny day of the season upon us. A new friend and I sat on the BU beach. Our professor had just mentioned the saying, "All paths lead up the same mountain." While my friend had recently heard a similar adage, the view is the same at the top of the mountain. Thus began our debate on whether the two maxims had the same significance.
This moment was a triumph for me in more than one way. Not only had I picked up on a nuance in the sayings, but because I myself confessed what I believed to be true. All paths up one mountain suggests everyone looks for a universal divineness believed to be at the top, while climbing for a view highlights a moment for contemplation. A concerned underclassman once asked me if I ever felt myself overwhelmed, depressed, or confused by deciding to double major in religion and biology. It was the first time I was asked to consider my personal beliefs and how they were affected by studying religion and science, and I was scared. Until then, I carefully isolated what I studied from my faith. Being a student, there's an understanding that we are to be the pragmatics in society, better to be one while at the forefront of a progressive one. I wasn't ready for my faith to confront what I was learning. I was frightened by the possibility of coming to the logical conclusion to reject God. And I was ashamed to admit, if he did exist, I did not want to be punished by God for rejecting him. Instead, it was easier to shunt those niggling reservations. I even thought to myself I would reflect when I had the time. I was too busy studying, making friends, traveling, to be able to peacefully think. Whenever there was a quiet moment, the conflicts between reason and faith screamed to be heard in my head. Obviously, this wasn't successful. And then, slowly, in the sanctity and secrecy of my own mind, I began to pose questions, at first in an assumed format. Humans are only given so much responsibility because God believes us to be capable, right? God ensures that in the end, it is a just world, right? I then became more ambitious, and I asked, is there a paramount realization experience to be had if we meditate hard enough? Should authentic reactions of hate, jealousy, and anger, though facets of humanity, be denied because they are ugly? Are all faiths taking different paths up the same mountain? Learning and inquiring has threatened my faith. However, it is thrilling, and I have developed a more nuanced view of it. Questioning is strenuous and a blessing. You are your own most judgmental critic. But in this way, once you form your fluid convictions, you understand the path you took to get there. This I believe. As you ascend the mountain, having absolute static principles is easy. Allow yourself to doubt and form dynamic beliefs. While it may make you feel vulnerable, it is right before then that you see the view.